Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The philosopher said, "Know yourself." The apostle says, "For I decided to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified." How persistent Paul is with this theme, we see in his second epistle to the church at Corinth, especially as that letter comes to culmination in today's text. "For he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we are also weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God." Throughout 2 Corinthians, Paul has given ample testimony to his weakness and the power of Jesus Christ crucified. In this epistle, we see Paul embodying the words of Jesus that whoever would follow him must deny himself and take up his cross. For Paul, the cross is nothing less than apostolic ministry. So utterly and unbearably crushed by the afflictions of this ministry that he experienced in Asia, Paul says that he despaired of life itself, living as a criminal under the sentence of death. Yet from beneath the cross of Jesus, Paul confesses that his affliction taught him not to rely on himself, but on the God who raises the dead. "We have this treasure," Paul says, "in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted, but not crushed, perplexed, but not plunged into despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed," says Paul. "We always carry around in our own bodies," he says, "the death of Jesus, so that his life might be manifest." In the economy of the holy ministry, death is at work in the one who proclaims the gospel of life. And so Paul says, death is at work in us, but life in you. Death is at work in Paul. Witness his imprisonments, his beatings, multiple shipwrecks, endangered by Jew and Gentile, sleepless nights, hunger and cold. Add to that the anxiety that he feels for all the churches, and then top it off with that mysterious angel from Satan, his thorn in the flesh that remained embedded and unrelieved. Three times Paul testifies that he implored the Lord to extract it, but God responded only with a word of promise: "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And so Paul then confesses, "When I am weak, then I am strong." It is in that weakness that Paul addresses the Corinthians. It is the weakness of Christ Jesus, who, though he was rich, became poor for your sake. He goes to his passion in weakness and humility, enduring insult and dishonor, spitting and whip, ridicule and shame, embracing the cross that you might be his own. In his explanation of the 95 Theses, Luther says that Jesus has left nothing to the world except the gospel. And so Paul comes to face all that would destroy the church at Corinth armed only with the gospel. Unlike the superlative super apostles with their overblown spirituality, Paul comes with the credentials of the cross, the holy stigmata of suffering for the sake of Jesus, and his words, that suffering which he bears in his flesh. Paul is equipped with no other message than that of repentance and faith, of cross and resurrection. He calls on the Corinthians and us to examine ourselves. Now, such self-examination is no inventory of spiritual gifts, no battery of characteristics necessary for effective discipleship. Rather, the point of this test is singular. Examine yourselves, he says, to see whether you are in the faith. As the words of the exhortation in the confessional service puts it, but if we thus examine ourselves, we shall find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we cannot set ourselves free. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us and has taken on himself our nature that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and for us and for our deliverance suffer death and all that we, by our sins, have deserved. Faith looks to Jesus Christ alone. For he is the sin bearer, crucified in weakness and raised by the power of the Father to live as your brother and your Savior. So this Lenten season calls us to self-examination. But finally, the focus is not on self, but on Christ and him crucified. For he is your wisdom, your righteousness, your sanctification, and your redemption. His cross is the source of your life, and it will be the shape of your vocation, as it was for Paul. The Lenten gradual drawn from the book of Hebrews points the way. O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.